And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going over to our friends Free FM on 89.0, coming out of the Tron, going throughout the Waikato. Hope you're having a lovely day there, folks. And on the show today, we're going to, later on, have a little look at what could possibly come out of this new government and the ways of mental health sort of funding and initiatives for this year coming up. So we'll have a look at that later. But before that, we'll do some weather and gardening to do's and probably a little what's on God, things like that. But before we get into any of that, I'm going to play you this beautiful song. It was actually written in 1929 by Memphis Millie and Kansas Joe, but here's a lovely version by a young Irish singer called Muir Ian Bradley. When the Levee Breaks, so you enjoy this one. Music lovers, the incredibly talented Muir Ian Bradley there with When the Levee Breaks. And now it's time for some weather here on the Over the Fence show. And yeah, it's quite cloudy and a little bit muggy here in beautiful Whangaroa today. It's because high pressure is a dominant force overall today. But there's a few little quirks in the system, with the overriding factors of being caused by the moisture and the other by heat. The North Island has quite a few areas of cloud. The odd shower from Gisborne up through to the beautiful north. And an east and northeasterly airflow. And this afternoon, cloud breaks up in sunny areas, plus warmth moves in. There's going to be highs in the mid to late 20s. And this heating combined with good surface moisture, because we had a beautiful bit of rain Monday, wasn't it, folks? And a little drizzle out here yesterday. Destabilises the atmosphere, and a few showers developing, mainly kind of south of Auckland. So through the Waikato into the Taranaki and across the ranges into Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti also. And the hills and ranges will be probably get most of the showers inland, Taranaki and the inland ranges of the East Cape and Tairawhiti. In particular, may see isolated thunderstorms even, or the odd downpour or something like that. And the South Island has an area of low pressure form in the east thanks to the heat, and this drags in a southerly airflow for eastern regions. South Island will have some cloud in the morning, moving into coastal Otago by midday, then during the course of the afternoon and into the evening, clouds going to move through into Canterbury. It's likely going to stay dry, but the coast areas will kind of feel a bit cooler as the cloud moves in. And top half of South Island has a warm day also, as are central Otago and Mackenzie Country, with highs in the mid to late 20s. And Southland and coastal Otago has highs in the late teens. So, yeah, a bit of a mixed bag around. And heavy showers will clear up in the North Island later on this evening, if there are any, which probably won't be around here. And on Thursday, some heavy rain's going to move in for the west coast down south, off the Tassie. So there's what's happening around the countryside, and what can we expect sort of here in the beautiful Waikato. Well, they're expecting highs of 26 today, but I think that's what they said last week. And I jumped in the car, it was like 31 degrees, but I don't think it's that hot today. Yes, 26 degrees today, 27 tomorrow, then 28 Friday. Yes, looking like the hottest day. And then somewhere between 24 and 26 degrees for kind of the rest of the week. So, yeah, it's going to be sunny, maybe a shower today, cloudy, more cloudy tomorrow with sunny sort of spells. Friday's going to be pretty much like today. And Saturday, Sunday, expecting a bit of rain. Monday and a Tuesday next week, it's going to be like showery and sunny breaks as well. Nighttime temperatures, yes. They're getting to you yet, folks. They're going to be pretty much consistently this week between 19 and 20 degrees, now drop down to 16 next Tuesday, and then 14 next Wednesday. So, and the winds are pretty solid northeasterly all the way through to Saturday from today, when they're going to move east-southeasterly, then west-southeasterly into Monday, Tuesday, and then southerlies on Wednesday. So there's a bit of a chance of rain today, possibly trace rain tomorrow. Yeah, slight chance of a little bit of rain here and there, until kind of Sunday, when there's a high chance of expecting around about 24, 25 mils, something like that. So so it's good. Yeah, a lot of people I've talked to have been saying how great it is having a nice sunny weather and things like that to go to the beach and stuff like that, and others have been saying it's been great having rain, so everybody's winning. All right, humidity today is 75%, and like I say, there's muggy out there, folks, and the sun rose this morning at 17 past 6 and will set at a quarter to 9 this evening. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 28 minutes, and the actual day length is 14 hours and 27 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 20 seconds shorter than it is today. And the beautiful moon's waxing crescent and will rise. Actually just rose about 10 minutes ago at 12:31. And I saw it yesterday afternoon, actually, fairly high in the sky, and it's 30% illuminated. And the next phase starts on the 18th of January, the waxing gibbous phase. So there we are. There's a bit of weather for you guys. And now I'm going to play for you. I'll come back with some, probably some gardening to do's after this one by Delaney Davidson and Marla Williams live down in Dunedin.
Get on, get on, get on. praise and praise.
Folks, that was Delaney Davidson and Marley Williams there with their song Cinnamon Live, and Dunedin from a few years back. I hope you enjoyed that one. And it's gardening time, to do's time here on the Over the Fence Show. And if you're gardening by the moon, today being the 17th of January already, believe it or not, folks. And a good time to plant more basil and rocket for continuous harvest, and to sow leek and onion seeds already. And from tomorrow, good time to plant more zucchini and cucumber, because tomorrow, of course, is the first quarter moon phase starts. So plant more zucchini and cucumber if you haven't had enough of those already. And also pinch out the tips of squash and pumpkins to allow existing fruit to size up. That's if you've already got a few on. So there's a few things you can do here, and I'm going to whip through some other things you can do in the garden. There's some of the things you can plant. Amaranth, poetically named Love Lies Bleeding, basil, beans, both climbing and dwarf, beetroot, burdock, carrot, chives, cucumber, French tarragon, kohlrabi, lettuce, marrow, mustard greens, okra, oregano, parsley, radish, rutabaga, which is kind of like Swedes, salsify, which is like a vegetable oyster, silver beet, and sunflower, sweet corn, turnip, watermelon, and zucchini. So there's a few things, and
I'll read another list out as well. There's going to be a couple of double ups, but a few different ones as well. And these ones are Elise from Basil Beans, Beetroot Blueberries, Carrots, Christiane's from Cosmos, Courgettes, Cucumber, Daisy, Delphinium, Dianthus, Fuchsia, Gerbera, Impatiens, Lavender, Lettuce, Marigold, Mesclun, Pansyvola, Parsley, Passion Fruit, Petunia, Radish, Silver Beach, Spring Onions, and Sweet Corn. So there's quite a few things there to keep going in the garden. And I'll probably do a bit of a What's On guide after this one by the Stone Roses called I Want to Be Adored live. Yeah, there was the Stone Roses there with their song, I Want to Be Adored, live in Blackpool. And we're going to do a bit of a What's On guide here now on the Over the Fence show. And today, well, tonight, there's a pizza special going on at the Harbourview Hotel. $20, 5 to 8 o'clock, pizza's down at the Harbourview Hotel over the road here from Raglan Community HQ at the Raglan Club. They're going to do a members' draw this evening. And it's a musician's night down the yard. And tomorrow, Gutty Oil Project holiday programs is going on. And with a bit of luck, we'll be talking to the Cutty Oil Project on the show next week. Also, the Raglan Rock school holiday programs are happening, and that's at 9 o'clock, sorry, as is this one, the Raglan Rock school holiday program at 9 o'clock. And there's going to be live DJs at the ISO from 6, and then James Ray is going to be over at the Raglan Club from 6 also. It's going to be a twilight football kick around. I'm not sure if that's going ahead or not, but 6 o'clock down at Papahua if you want to go check that one out. And at the Harbourview Hotel, there's going to be a jackpot draw from 7 o'clock. I'll do Friday, and then I'll come back and do the weekend, I think, as well. Once more, the Kari Oi Project holiday program is happening from 9. Raglan Growers Market, of course, is going to be from 5 till 7 at the Stuart Street Church Hall, or the lawn or the grass area outside it, probably, because the weather's maybe all right. So, yep, always good checking that one out. So get down there and support the local growers. And over at the club's going to be club night raffles and member prize draws. So this is all Friday's sort of happenings that I've got to hand anyway. If I've missed anything, I might just check this little thing here. So I'll check that in a minute. But for now, I'll come back with the weekend after this one. Some old school reggae from the Congos called Row Fisherman Row.
Fisherman row, keep on there's Cali in Seaport Town. Watch your back, the Cali man. I'm the best Cali.
There we are. There's the Congos there with Ro Fisherman Ro. Hope you enjoyed that one. And yeah, the weekend coming up here in Whangarau. What have we got on Saturday the 20th? Friends of Kaitoki Walkway are going to gather at 9 o'clock at the East Street entrance to the Kaitoki Walkway. And I presume you'll be pulling weeds and doing stuff like that, tidy up the place. So good on you, people involved with that. And this Sunday, crop swap down at the bowling club from 9:30. So get along with that. I went to the last one, and there was quite a lot of people there. Heaps of interesting produce and cakes and baking and other things like that. So yeah, you don't necessarily need to bring stuff out of your garden. You can bring stuff you bake or whatever. And it's a good time. So yeah, it starts at 9:30, and they ring the bell about 10 o'clock. So, crop swap at the bowling club Sunday morning, and Raglan Junior Surf from 10 o'clock as well, I presume at the surf club. And the Sunday sessions will be going on at the Yachty from 6 till 1 o'clock in the morning down there. And there's a darts comp over the road at the Raglan Club as well. And then, into next week, what do we got here? The Akario Project holiday programs Monday, Tuesday, and also on Tuesday is the Raglan Rock School holiday program. So that's kind of the rest of the week till next Wednesday, which hopefully I'll be back here again next Wednesday. But and also, I forgot to mention earlier, on this very day, straight next door is the good people from the Whānau Environment Centre there. The tool library is open. They've got heaps of cool tools in there and things like that. And they have the Aroha seed stand out the front where you can go grab free locally grown seeds and some punnets and some seed raising mix and things like that. So you just got to take them home, give them water, put them somewhere where they're going to grow, and they will grow. So there's a bit of a hooey going on next door there. So I hope the music and that's not too loud for them to upset their flow over there. But the Whānau Environment Centre next door here. And now I'm going to play for you a song by Pavement called Range Life.
Stage, the set of talk becomes slow, but there's one thing I'll never forget. Hey, you gotta pay your dues before you pay the rent. Over the turnstiles and out in the traffic, there's ways to live, and it's the way I'm living. Right or wrong, it's all that I can do. Bye. me your gloves. Crime, it is never complete until you snort it up and shoot it down.
There was Pavement there with their song Range Life. Now I'm going to play for you a song by The Clean called Dunes, and I'll come back with we're going to have a little talk about soon what can we expect out of this new government for mental health funding for the people and things like that, if anything. So we'll come back with a bit of that one after this one, like I say, by The Clean called Dunes.
Sick of the smoky town, so we do it the light.
All right, folks, here we are. That was The Clean there with their song Dunes. And now we're going to have a look. One of the things that the new government has done so far is, for the very first time in Aotearoa's history, elected a member of MP to be the mental health minister. And that bloke is Mr. Matt Ducey, who is the Waimakariri electorate. I think he's the only South Island guy who actually hold a place in cabinet. But, yep, so he's the Minister for Mental Health. He actually pitched the idea back in 2017 when Bill English was leader for the role, and he's kind of ended up in it now, you know, quite a few years later. And his thoughts on it are is, in Aotearoa here, mental health has been covered by a broader health portfolio, but Ducey says it's now seen as a much bigger and more talked about issue with crossover into many other areas, including education, corrections, housing, and pretty much every government department, he says, and I guess he's quite right in that. So standalone mental health minister is to work across the government silos and then say, all right, what are we doing in education to better mental health and the justice and police and corrections and MSD, the Ministry of Social Development, housing, all of these things, trying to make it a government-wide strategy, which hopefully is a good idea and works out kind of well. So that's one thing that's going to be happening here this year, so it'll be interesting to see how he gets on with that role. And this, yeah, this will be interesting. And I'm going to come back. I've just put the laptop down. I've got a thing here, an open letter. I mean, a letter from the Mental Health Foundation to Matt Ducey. So I'll get on to that one after this. I'll just get that ready, and I'm going to play for you a song now by David Byrne and St. Vincent called Who.
Shouts out, hallelujah!
All right, Wixon, here we are. It was David Byrne there with St. Vincent with their song Who. And now I'm going to read for you a briefing that the Mental Health Foundation has for the aforementioned Matt Ducey, the new Minister of Mental Health in Aotearoa. And the Mental Health Foundation, of course, you may remember on the show we had Izzy in from the Mental Health Foundation a few weeks ago. And they provide resources in a mental health sort of space and things like that. And their sort of kaupapa is, I'll give it to you quickly, is actually our commitment as a Te Tiriti o Waitangi partner is one of them, which might rub a few feathers in the coalition that's happening. And giving people tools of encouragement to look after their own mental health and support others, and also advocating for social conditions, policies and services that prevent the drivers of mental distress, such as racism, poverty, discrimination and trauma, reduce inequities and lift the mental health and well-being of all citizens of Aotearoa. And the Mental Health Foundation, in their briefing to the Minister, which I have in front of me now, is they have 9 priorities to build an effective mental health, well-being and addiction system. And the first one being to develop a long-term strategy and plan for mental health, well-being and addiction, because there's currently really not one really at the moment. The He Ara Oranga report remains the best guide, and that was done a while ago and not been actioned on really at all. But from that anyway came the needs to be a response to 4 people experiencing mental health or crisis. And they say, this is the Mental Health Foundation, say the investment should be spread evenly across preventing poor mental health, early intervention, supporting people's long-term recovery, and promoting the skills, attitudes and behaviours that enable people to flourish and cope with adversity. So that's the first one they want to do, develop a long-term strategy, well, they want the minister to do, develop a long-term strategy, plan for mental health, well-being and addiction. And the second one here is to implement cross-government action on prevention. And the Mental Health Foundation says Aotearoa lacks a coordinated approach to addressing the underlying determinants of mental well-being, like social, cultural, environmental, economic foundations for people to be well and stay well. There's a child, youth and well-being strategy which has kind of been cross-agency to a way, well, for a bit, I should say, but yeah, not sort of hasn't been super successful. So Mental Health Foundation recommends that the new Minister for Mental Health provide cross-government leadership, coordination, clarity and common direction for mental distress and illness prevention, and ensure all government strategies and work programs are accountable for improving mental well-being, preventing suicide and upholding equity, and use integrated monitoring processes to encourage collective accountability and impact. So that's the second one. And the third of the 9 from the Mental Health Foundation to the Minister is develop and implement a plan for mental health promotion delivered by communities and NGOs. And the challenge, as they write it, is Aotearoa already has world-class national and community-based campaigns and initiatives helping people harness their strengths and other tools to keep themselves mentally well. And these initiatives are producing measurable, tangible returns on investment only over a short period of time. But without adequate planning, funding and oversight, we risk stifling their long-term success and reach. And they add, the opportunity is the international wellbeing science is clear and supported by evidence from fully evaluated Aotearoa and New Zealand-based programs that mental health promotion can improve both individual and collective wellbeing. So that's the third. And the fourth one they recommend is to build a stable health structure. The Mental Health Foundation is concerned about how decisions are made and enforced, how disputes between entities and interests are managed, and where decision-making responsibilities lie. How whānau and communities are kept at the heart of decision-making while maintaining focused leadership and stronger prioritisation. Which entities hold different health system functions, and how entities are held accountable through the entire chain, from service through to government. And leadership roles, particularly in light of a trend for transitory leadership resulting from frequent and high turnover. So there's the first sort of 4. And I'll play a song for you now to give you a rest from listening to my voice. And that song going to be David Cougar and the Heavy Eights with Some Things You Don't Get Back. All right, folks, here we are. That was a clean there. David Kilgore and the Heavy Eights there with Some Things Don't Get Back. And we'll get back on with a letter from the Mental Health Foundation to the new Minister of Mental Health in Aotearoa. And the fifth one, we've gone through the first four, and the fifth one here is understand and acknowledge the scope of need. And they say that Aotearoa does not have a clear picture of the prevalence and impact of mental distress and illness, gambling harm or substance use and addiction in our nation. And how our mental health and addiction system is meeting people's needs. There's certainly a few gaps there. And the opportunities that the Mental Health Foundation sees are conducting a prevalence study or a series of unconnected studies to provide a comprehensive understanding of Aotearoa's mental health, gambling and substance use, directing all health agencies, including primary care, to collect nationally consistent access, outcome and experience data, and enabling systemic a nationally consistent and regular collection of mental health and addiction workforce data, and prioritising the accurate, nationally consistent collection and timely reporting of Mental Health Act data so that reported data is valid and applicable to current practices. So, yeah, just basically a lack of information to work with there, the Mental Health Foundation sees. And the sixth one is uphold Te Tiriti Watangi to achieve equality. They see the challenge as, despite high need, less than 11% of investment into mental health and addiction services allocated to kaupapa Māori services. In the last 5 years, less than a third of Māori accessing specialist mental health and addiction services have access to kaupapa Māori services. And they talk about the Waitangi Tribunal's 2019 Hauora Report, which found that the Crown failed to address persistent Māori health inequalities and gave effect to tino, rangatiratanga, and properly resourced Māori health organisations and providers. That's what hasn't been happening. So yes, there's certainly things to work on there, for sure. And the seventh one is to change our mental health laws. And the current Mental Health Act prescribes an outdated approach to people experiencing severe mental distress, forcing people into mental health treatment regardless of their wills and preferences, and unjustifiably breaching their autonomy, freedom, and tino rangatiratanga, which contributes to mental illness and prejudice. And these sort of prejudices can lead to discouraging people from actually looking for help for themselves. And the Mental Health Foundation sees the opportunity as scaling up and promoting alternatives to compulsory treatment, and reinvigorating the Zero Seclusion Project with new targets, communication, and support for the workforce. So that's the seventh one. And the eighth one here is grow, maintain, and develop a strong workforce. And, yeah, that's a challenge that's been, sort of signposted. There was, if you remember, the Labor government put in like $2 billion into mental health, and it just didn't... there just wasn't enough people to deliver it, and there's a few other little problems with that, so that's that one. And the very last one I'll get to here. Oh, no, that was that one as well. Or I skipped it. What have I done here? That's it, folks. As far as I can see. Yeah, so there was eight of them there, and all good ideas from the Mental Health Foundation, and that was a brief to the new Minister for Mental Health, Mr. Matt Ducey, which is going to be interesting to see how all that rolls out this year. And with that, folks, that's the end of the show. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll probably be back in next week. Have a great week out there, folks. Enjoy yourselves, and I'm going to go out with a song by the Grogans called I Cannot Read Your Mind. Hope you enjoy this one, and have a great week, folks. Take it easy. Ka kite.
Reach your butt!